on the phone with us this morning, Phil Nightingale, as it is time to go racing at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. And so we wanted to talk to Phil a little bit before opening night on Friday. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So I guess we did a bunch of news stories on this, but now we're actually down to racing. So let's give the basic information right at the top. When does everything start? How much are tickets? And how can people get out and get to the races on Friday?
Hey, great questions. Of course, racing will start at 7 o'clock. Gates will open at 5. There's several ways to get tickets. You can go to SaltCityRacingLLC.com. and purchase your tickets there online. So you can just walk up with your phone and scan them in. They'll scan you in as you go through the gate, or you can buy them right at the gate there as you come in. And you just got to remember to remind everybody, we went cashless. And the reason we've done that is so I can have good validation reports of scans and everything going through there and show the fair board exactly how many people came through the gate from that part. So remember that as you go ready to buy your tickets. Let's see. Racing starts at 7, and was there more of the question? I can't remember.
For those that have grease under their fingernails and are super familiar with racing, you're probably not going to like this interview very much, because I'm going to try to be real basic. Because frankly, Phil, if you get everybody that was at all of the meetings out, that's not enough people to make it go. So you got to have the general public fall in love with this.
Yes, we do, and I hope we do have the support from the public. I tell everybody, once you go racing one time, you're hooked, you'll go again. So if you've never been, you want to come out and check it out this Friday and see the kind of fun excitement. Yeah, there's some noise behind it, but there's a lot of action and a lot of stuff going on at the same time from that part. So just come once. Come support the track, and let's show the fair board that they voted correctly to keep the track. And that way we get through this first year, we can go and see if we can get go 2, 3, and 4 more years and keep this track viable in the city of Hutchinson and keep the economy moving in Hutchinson.
Yep. So what different classes will be running on Friday, and then a brief explanation as to the differences, if that's okay?
Yeah. Okay. So basically there's going to be 5 classes that are running on Friday. Probably the most exciting class is going to be the URSS Sprint Cars, and that's what everybody's their favorite fan thing to watch. They're the cars with the big wings, the big horsepower, and they get around the track pretty fast. Then there will be what we call the A-Mod, which is kind of a modified-looking car that's going to be the next class up that'll go around that racetrack, and that's probably the most popular class other than the modifieds from that part. And then we will have stock cars, and that's basically just looks like a regular stock car that's been modified to race to make, to handle the suspension and different things from that part. And then we're going to have the hobby stocks. And that's kind of a class that's, again, it's like a stock car, but it's got some different motor rules and stuff like that. That car's not quite as fast and doesn't cost as much to make as a stock car. And the last one's going to be is the Northern Sport Mods. And that's kind of like the A-Mod, but it is just a little bit less horsepower and less money to build one of those cars too, to make it more competitive for everybody. Everybody that's got a budget can come out and race.
All right. So for folks that normally see racing, say at 81 or whatever else, are there any significant differences? Can drivers go from one place to the other and back and forth?
That is a very great question. It's going to be a lot of the same cars, same classes at 81 Speedway. But there's a few differences and stuff from that part. We made some transition rules so both classes from 81 and IMCA can race together this year at IMCA did. So it's going to be very fun to watch all those different classes compare each other.
Well, and that's what's cool about it, is that they made some concessions, quite frankly, to allow local drivers to be able to race at both places if they want to. And you've got to have the cars on the track, or it isn't much fun.
That's very true. It's got to be, we got to have the cars in the pits to show the fair board what we're doing, and also need that to generate the dollars for to pay the purse. But I also need the people sitting in the stands to pay that purse and pay the drivers back and that sort of thing too. And there's a little bit of expense to put a race on too. So that's where we need the public to join in. If you sign that petition to keep the racetrack, please grab you and your friends, come out and enjoy the races, have fun, and let's support this. And again, let's show the Fair Board they voted correctly to let us go racing.
The first race at the Kansas State Fairgrounds for this season coming up on Friday night. But you have a full season of racing. You're going to have not quite one race a month, but just pretty close to that here for the next few months.
Yes, we are going to do it. It is almost once a month. And to kind of go through the schedule a little bit here, we're going to be running, of course, this Friday. Then we'll run May 24th. And then we'll run June 21st. And then in July is when really some exciting fun comes. We're bringing what they call the Silver Crown sprint cars in. And they these guys are some fast cars. They only run on half-mile tracks. They only run about seven races a year on dirt. The rest of the time they're on asphalt. They'll be here July 19th and the 20th. On the 19th, they'll qualify. And then on 20th, they're going to run a 100-lap feature. And just for kind of comparable, most of the features we're going to run on the normal cars is going to be about 15. And these guys are going to do a 100-lap feature. So you don't want to miss July 19th and 20th. Then we'll be back August the 3rd, September 20th. And then we're going to, depending on weather and what happens, dates to be announced in October and November. As long as the weather holds out, we'll have some dates there down the road for when we can go race on those last two final months.
Well, and for those that aren't familiar with racing, if you went out to Prairie Dunes for the golf, any time that we've had the USGA stuff here, that's the level of driving we're talking about with those Crown Sprint cars in July. You need to go out and see that for sure. Go every time if you can, but for sure to open here on Friday night and then definitely in July because these guys are this is a big time thing. It's gonna have some national stuff in July as well. Flow Racing will be doing live streaming and all of that in July too.
That is correct. It's going to be a fun time. If that's the only show you can make it, that's what you need to make it. But you're right, Nick. Everybody, please come out to every show. Come out there, support everything you possibly can so we can keep this track at the fairgrounds and keep racing for years down the road.
Obviously, you know how many folks you need to come out, but you may not want to tell me that number today. But I know that if I'm remembering right, the fair is handling concessions a little bit differently than what some tracks do. Usually you guys get to at least get to share in that, but it sounds like that you're just trying to make it go with ticket sales, right?
That is correct. My first initial proposal that I put to the fair board did have concessions in it, and they took that away from me. So all that did was take how many more people that I got to put in the stands just to kind of, what do you want to say, break even. So that number changed almost, that number doubled on me to how many people I got to have in the stands to be able to make this go. So we need everybody that signed that petition, I need you to be in the fair. I need you to come and sit in the seat, bring two or three friends with you, and let's pack these stands.
All right. And I don't want to lose sight of something important. You guys have put quite a bit of investment in here already. Getting the track from, quite frankly, looking like something out of a Western movie where a tumbleweed could go across to ready to race, that's quite a bit of work. And you've been doing videos and things like that over the last few months.
You know, it is. That's one thing. Back in July when we raced on that track, and again, when you only race on a track once a year, it's very hard to prep a racetrack. And it was a very terrible racetrack in July. It ate up a lot of tires. So I promised the racers I would get a good racing surface for them. And of course, getting the proposal done in January really put us behind the eight ball because I wanted to be working on that track in November. But I have hired a gentleman that NASCAR hired to work their dirt tracks. And he has already been here for 3 days and he has reworked the track. He's resurfaced the track. He's constantly talking to us on what to do, how we prep the track going forward. We already started Sunday night putting water on the track. We'll be there again today. We'll be there every day this week working on the track, getting it ready. But I'm actually having Mike come back again Thursday night or Thursday morning. He'll be back again to help us look at the track, prep it, and he will be there for the race on Friday just to make sure we got a good racing surface. Because that's what I want. I want these racers to have a great surface and a great racing groove and be some fast and some wide driving.
Well, and you're able also to allow some some hot laps, some practice for some folks. And I know that the racing community collectively all said, we don't care who else gets to do hot laps, but William Nusser needs to be first on the list. After all he did to help you guys get the fair board to listen to you. And so you've got a long list of folks that are going to be able to do a little bit of practicing and tweaking their cars before Friday.
Yeah, we needed a little bit of a practice, and I went to the fair and asked them to have a practice, and so then we thought we would need just we'd have a contest on how many cars we could how many likes you could get of yourself on there to get the top two cars of each class. So we did that contest, and of course William Nusser was winning both of his classes he was in naturally, and we've decided, because it's demand and everybody excited about it, we're going to put about 30 to 35 cars out there Thursday night. It's not open to the public. They would not let me open it to the public from that part. So it's just for the racers to come out. It's also really just for us to make sure how the track's going to be and how the track's going to perform. But also the track surface is a lot different than what it's been in the past.
So now I need to cross my fingers and not have those storms come through on Thursday night.
I'm watching that very closely, too. That's exactly right. Rain in the morning. That's what we need. Just rain in the morning. I don't care if it rains in the afternoon. It's just not rain at 5 o'clock or something like that. But it's rain in the morning. That's pray for rain in the morning. And that's it.
Sounds good. Well, Phil, again, if people want to find out more, they can go to SaltCityRacingLLC.com. That's where you can get your tickets. That's where you can get all the information. Any questions, you say, well, Nick didn't ask that. They have all the answers at SaltCityRacingLLC.com. Phil, looking forward to Friday night. We'll have Emmy out there to take some photos and see the racing as well. And just hoping that you all can have a very successful Friday, but not just Friday, the season as a whole.